Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, I want to talk to you about something today that I really could not talk about it too much, and that's the topic of light. It seems that we live in a very dark world. Sometimes our circumstances seem very dark. Sometimes it seems that the presence of the Lord is obscured from us. I want us to turn to the Word. I want to read a couple of scriptures, first of all, that are prophetic in nature. When we look at Revelation 21:23, and this is in the Amplified Version, talking about the New Jerusalem. And the city has no need of the sun nor of the moon to give light to it, for the splendor and radiance, glory of God, illuminate it, and the Lamb is its lamp. Isn't that beautiful? And in Revelation 22:5, in the Amplified, and there shall be no more night. They have no need for lamplight or sunlight, for the Lord God will illuminate them and be their light. And they shall reign as kings forever and ever through the eternities of the eternities. Wow. Isaiah 24:23 in the New Living Translation. Then the Lord Almighty will mount his throne on Mount Zion. He will rule gloriously in Jerusalem in the sight of all the leaders of his people. There will be such glory that the brightness of the sun and moon will seem to fade away. Well, what do these prophecies concerning the light of God and the New Jerusalem have to do with you today? Well, it said the Lamb is the light. That Lamb is Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. That same Jesus that dwells in you. That same Jesus that has brought light into your life. You don't have to wait for eternity. Now, in eternity or in the New Jerusalem, that light will be shed abroad. It will be everywhere. It will be a part of everyone's experience. But now we can have that experience in the inner man by way of the Holy Spirit, through whom we have illumination. I like Isaiah 60:1, and this is in the Amplified Version, and it's speaking to Jerusalem, but it applies to all of us that have Jesus Christ living inside of us. It says, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Well, how this applies to us is, a lot of times there are those that have accepted Jesus Christ into their life as Savior and Lord, but they continue to sit in the depression and the prostration that their circumstances have brought them. They haven't made that step into newness of life, arising to new life, by determining to walk in the Spirit. If you walk in the light as He is in the light, all those scriptures that reference the fact that if we are illuminated by the Spirit, if we walk according to the Spirit, that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We will be able to have the mind of Christ. All of those scriptures, sometimes we just forget and lay aside, and we just continue to steep. You know what it is to steep? If you have a tea bag and you want some tea, you know, you steep it in boiling water. You set it in the boiling water until the water has permeated through it. We tend to sit in our circumstances and look at our circumstances and dwell on our circumstances and steep until they go all through us. And then what we are and who we are and what we think is determined entirely by our circumstances. Well, I don't know about you. I think I do. We don't want to be determined by our circumstances, because sometimes the circumstances are good, sometimes they're not good. But even at their best, we still live in a fallen world, and we want to be above the effect of our circumstances. And the only thing that lifts up us up above that is the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm reminded of the old song, Love Lifted Me, Love Lifted Me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me. Well, it's not just talking about love in the way the world uses love. It's talking about God. The love that is in God. The love that is in God through Jesus Christ. The love that is in God through Jesus Christ as communicated to us by way of the Holy Spirit. That love will lift us out of our circumstances. The Holy Spirit illuminating. If you are lost and the light shines on the right path, then it's no problem to go the right way. Your struggle is an indication that you need further illumination. I'm going to say that again. Your struggle is an indication that you need further illumination. I'm going to say that one more time. Your struggle is an indication that you need further illumination. Because once you see it the way that God sees it, you say, well, that couldn't be possible. Yes, it is. Because the Holy Spirit that is in us gives us the mind of Christ. Now, we know generally the reference of the mind of Christ was talking about total obedience and the total person to the total will of God. Well, if we are able to be totally obedient, that means that we know what He wants. Isn't that true? Well, if that's the case, then we can see, or at least know, have a sense inside of us, which is the right way to go. So, let's say it one more time. Your struggle is an indication that you need further illumination. And how do you receive that? You ask of God, and then you open yourself for it. You know, a lot of times we say, well, I want to see, but you really don't. You've already decided how it's got to look when you see it. Well, now you've put blinders on and you can't see the truth. That light, that power that will illuminate the new Jerusalem is dwelling in you today. Look at 2 Samuel 22:29. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in Him. I love that. Let's go back to 29. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. Let's look at that in the New Living Translation. O Lord, you are my light. Yes, Lord, you light up my darkness. In your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale any wall. What came before that? Having the darkness enlightened. Having the light overcome darkness. Then, we can do what we need to do, even when the odds are against you. I'm going to say that one again. Even when the odds are against you. Because you know what odds are based on? Carnality. The thought, the thinking, the intellect, the reasoning of a fallen world. Well, you don't have to have the fallen world telling you you have good odds. All you have to have is what the Word of God has said. And as the Apostle Paul said, I can endure all things through Christ. I can do whatever I need to do through Christ. I'll be able to do what I need to do because Christ is in me. That light of God is in me today. Look at Ezra 9:8. This is the New Living Translation. This is in the midst of their bondage. But now we have been given a brief moment of grace. For the Lord our God has allowed a few of us to survive as a remnant. He has given us security in this holy place. Our God has brightened our eyes and granted us some relief from our slavery. For we were slaves, but in His unfailing love our God did not abandon us in our slavery. You see, even in the midst of their bondage, God gave them enlightenment. God gave them favor because God was still God. They were in bondage, but God was still God. Well, as I said, we live in a fallen world. We may not be in physical bondage. Some of us are too. We may not have a slave master, but some of us have addictions, habits, compulsions, ways of thinking that have entrapped us. But in the midst of that, God can bring light. In the midst of what seems to be bondage, He can give us a moment of freedom, that grace, that mercy, even in the midst of a fallen and dying world. Psalm 18:28. Lord, you have brought light to my life. My God, you light up my darkness. In your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale any wall. And that's the same thing that we were reading in 2 Samuel, worded a little differently. You have brought light to my life. Do you feel like you're in darkness today? Do you feel like you're struggling? You don't know which way to turn? You feel lost? Well, did you know the Lord has an answer for that? If Jesus Christ is your Savior, all you have to do is ask, and the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in the way where you need to go. Are you willing? Then there's no problem. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have put in our lives to enlighten us, to lead us in the paths of truth and understanding. Lord, forgive us when our eyes have been distracted, when our heart has been drawn away, and help us to walk in the light as you are in the light. I thank you that those that are praying this prayer with me today are not subject to the bondage of their circumstances, but they live in light, and there is no darkness at all. I thank you that you do it today. I thank you that the devourer has been rebuked and exiled, so that it is only your word that is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, I will repeat to you what we read in Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I'm praying for you.